You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Malcolm Ballinger will be here, and he is. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
I'm excited for this new week. I feel like it's a party week. We're counting down to the big day.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes, actually, we were just talking about the fireworks display. That it's always exciting.
Oh, absolutely. And here at News Radio, we're ready to celebrate the 4th of July with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony, let me get this right, Sparks and Stars. So are you, I know you love the symphony.
Yes.
So that's going to be a good reason for you to go downtown.
Yeah. And like everybody else, I love things that go flash and bang, make a lot of noise.
I mean, I feel like it's like that is I across the world. People enjoy fireworks. You see it on New Year's. It's just a way to celebrate, blowing stuff up.
It's just good to, you know, the loud bangs especially, I think, well, for me anyway. And, you know, in England, we've talked about this before, on 5th of November, we have what we call Bonfire Night.
That's right.
And set off fireworks across the country. And I always look forward to that. Again, flash bang, noise, bright lights.
I love it. It's America's birthday present to me because my birthday doesn't fall far from 4th of July. So I just love that every year since I was born, I have been able to celebrate with fireworks because it's fun. And in New Jersey, because if I haven't mentioned I'm from New Jersey,
well, I guess somebody has to be from New Jersey.
And look at what better person. Listen.
Yes.
I got all my driving skills from there. But we start on July 1st, at least before COVID, pre-COVID. On July 1st, every town has fireworks. And we have hundreds of towns all over the place in our counties. So every town would have fireworks. And that would just be the entire month of July would be fireworks almost every day. So, you know, we kind of mocked the South a little bit with wanting to blow stuff up. But up north, we were really blowing stuff up like every single day with America.
Can I tell you a funny story about
always,
it?
Just always, please.
I had to go to a meeting in on Long Island in New York. And then I had to drive down to New Jersey for another meeting. But I got horribly lost. So
it's not hard.
Yeah, this was the days before GPS. And so I stopped and I said to this lady, could you tell me the way to New Jersey? And she looked at me quizzically. And I said, New Jersey. And she was still. And then I said, well, the state of New Jersey. She said, oh, you mean Jersey.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, she said, now I can help you.
Well, see, and I don't know. I guess because I grew up getting voice lessons and I did public speaking, I worked very hard to not have that accent. I mean, you can tell me and our listeners can tell me and you can tell us anything today. It's Monday. Keep it clean. 850-437-1620. We're going to have a new month for Pensacola Magazine. It's almost July, speaking of
yes,
which.
Yes, it has gone to the printers, and we're hoping that it comes back very soon.
We're hoping. That's always good.
Yes. Well, in this day of freight and heat and weather and everything else, you just it's a little bit of an inexact science. But anyway, fingers crossed.
What do we have to look forward to without giving too much away?
No, I cannot tell you.
Are you kidding me? It's that good?
It's that good, yes.
Oh, I'm rubbing my hands together. in that.
You are going to have to go online to PensacolaMagazine.com or pick up a copy when the time comes.
Will it be available on July 1st at PensacolaMagazine.com?
Yes, it will.
Look at how good you are. Yes, so that's something.
Yes, it will.
Mark your, put your reminders in your phones now, or however you do it, write it down. Thursday is July 1st.
See, I think July 4th this year is kind of special. It really, I think, is the day, I think we're going to make it the day that COVID was behind us and it's a new year, a new outlook.
I feel like that's, well, that's every day for me. I like wake up and hope that it never happened, but... A lot. Did you ever have those days? Be real. During COVID, when things were shut down, like, did you ever wake up and be like, am I in a dream? Is this really happening around the world right now?
Yeah. I'm, as you know, I'm by nature an optimistic person.
You are.
However,
I appreciate it.
Some days you think, is this really ever going to end? Will this thing morph into something else? And then, you know, eventually we'll just all be hunkered down in a bunker and don't be with anybody.
Eating cans of beans.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you soon get out of it. Think, you know, life is good. Let's move on. And so.
No, you're right. You're right. And this 4th of July is extra special. We didn't get to celebrate last year. And I believe that it's going to be one of the biggest events and be able to see how we can come together after we've gone through so much and celebrate our freedom, celebrate our health, celebrate how far we have come in Florida, and what a good job we have done here in Pensacola with helping people stay healthy, you know, minimizing people's risks. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really good day. Do you do barbecuing? Are you a barbecue guy?
No. I like to go to somebody else's house
barbecues for you. Okay. Well, no, that's fine. I can build a fire. I don't know how to start a grill.
The big criticism is that I always overcook the meat. You know, I'm British. We overcook the meat. And,
well, we don't want to die from, like, salmonella, yeah. I think is what it is. Yeah. I was raised in a British household, so, overcooked it because you were like, sushi? No, you're not going to live here. You were supposed to be dead when you got out of the ocean.
When I used to barbecue, you know, I would say to everybody, how would you like your meat or your burger? And they'd say, well, rare, mean. And my wife would say, why do you even bother? They're only going to come one way. Overdone.
Don't even. You just get what you get.
But
it's
people were always
puck.
Polite. So, oh, wonderful.
Listen. Well, and I recently was told that you really do not want to eat rare meat. It just increases your risk for getting, like, sicknesses like E. coli and those little yucky things. But I do like a good burger.
Particularly with burgers, because the meat is sort of ground up and it's not a good thing. You should cook it pretty.
But what about steak?
Well, less so, but it's still important that you do that. That you cook it, I think, all the way through. But again, that's how.
Wait, are we going to have some grilling menus in the next month's issue of Pensacola Magazine?
Yeah, I possibly an article on how to ruin meat and burn it. The Ballinger way.
Who's that guy? Isn't he British? And he like yells at everybody from Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah.
He like screams at everyone. He would be like behind you while you cook. I would pay to see that, by the way.
Yeah, he would have a field day with me.
Oh my goodness. It's 9:44 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Malcolm Ballinger is here from Ballinger Publishing. You just have a couple more days, y'all, to wait to get your next month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. And we're going to have a new issue of Downtown Crowd, correct?
Correct. That will be available on July 1st, actually, which is, I think, is it Thursday?
It is Thursday. And hey, speaking of Downtown Crowd, I'm just popping back to this month's issue because it's still June. We're trying to jump ahead, but we need to also live in the moment. I think it was this past weekend we had the Pride. Was it a Pride parade or a festival? I don't know. Did you go to it or were you doing other things?
Actually, I was. I am chairman of AMI Kids this year, and one of my fellow board members, Jesse Rigsby, had a, well, I'd say garden party, but you would say a grill out or whatever. And so Saturday evening, afternoon, we had a wonderful time talking about barbecue as we were. However, my contribution to the barbecue was to pick up barbecue chicken from from the restaurant, and it was good chicken.
Where do you usually get your barbecue chicken from? You can tell us.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been there. Brothers Barbecue on Gulf Beach Highway.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken
That's
was
good.
Was good. Very good.
Because I don't eat pork. It's just a thing. Mm. But I can really appreciate some good barbecue chicken. I'm going to be hungry in about 3 minutes here. But so let's take a break. Let's take a break and, you know, drink some water so we don't order some barbecue chicken back here or fried chicken. That also sounds good. It's 9:45 here at News Radio 92.3. Malcolm Ballinger is here. You have a question? You want to share something? One of your favorite things from this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. Yes, it's still June. And something you're looking forward to this upcoming weekend or how you celebrate 4th of July. We will be right back here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer, Amber Southard. Join us Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go, celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hurricane season is here. Forecasters have predicted another above average year for storms, and News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is here for you. We'll preempt normal programming whenever needed. And remember, A1 Small Engines is your local steel provider. They want you to bring in your steel chainsaw for a checkup now. Don't be caught without your steel equipment. Are you ready? Find out now. Your local steel dealer is A1 Small Engines in Cantonment. News Radio 92.3, steel and A1 Small Engines are here for you.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
And to see what used to be a building that was a, you know, a giant C sort of looking, and to see two-thirds of it is not there anymore.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief holding your fingertips.
9:49 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Little Righteous Brothers this morning. Nice and soothing.
Takes me back.
I just, you know, this is something you should play at a barbecue. Like you're sitting in your backyard.
It's a little bit too low key. Don't you need more, something
with the
more
lights
upbeat?
On. You know, towards the end of the night, the lights are on. You're waiting for the fireworks to come out. No, I don't. If I am uppity all day, I'll be like running circles around everybody else. So I know you have something I think that you were about to share with us from, is that Pensacola Magazine or Downtown Crowd? What'd you pull out?
Well, Downtown Crowd, I was just looking at the back cover. We have a new advertiser, Crime Stoppers. And I mention them because they do a wonderful, wonderful job, and gives all of the information on how you can give tips. I know that they that a lot of dangerous people have been apprehended, people on the run, etc., through Crime Stoppers, and it's a good way to report a crime or a felon anonymously.
Have you ever called?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I can't say that I know of anybody who's committed a crime. Not that I know of, anyway.
Not that you know of, but could be.
Could be.
Yeah. The cat did. The cat committed a crime. It was a burglary. No, I appreciate our Crime Stoppers. They have been excellent and successful in helping, like you said, track down individuals who have committed a crime and keep the safety of the person giving the tip, you know, still there.
Yes. And I'm sure you've seen them on TV, where they do the wheel of wheel of fugitives, and I love it at the end when Amber and Melanie say, "Crime doesn't pay, but we do."
It's true, and they do.
That's a great catchphrase.
But just talking about like our local law enforcement, and in particular our Escambia County Sheriff's Office, they have done a lot just in the past 6 months with Sheriff Simmons taking over to not just fighting crime, but reducing it, bringing in neighborhood specialists. I don't know if you've learned about that program and finding ways to get back into the swing of doing neighborhood watch meetings and
the
police academy.
Expanded some of the offices, that a couple of offices that were closed.
Yes.
One in Perdido Key, I think, is one that they've reopened.
And Molino.
Yeah.
And so I just love that. And I love that this is something, I feel like this is something maybe every person should have saved in their phone too.
And I think one of the things that I really like that Sheriff Chip Simmons is doing is that he's very, very visible in the community. I've been to several events lately, and Chip has been there along with several of his chief deputies, Tommy Leiter, etc., and they're just mixing, socializing with the community, and I think it helps people feel more at ease with the sheriff's department.
He's approachable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Not all leadership is. Right? Sometimes it's standoffish, or they kind of come across where they're better than you, or like you, they have that fear aspect. And no, Sheriff Simmons is not like that. They even have, and they come on the show every other Wednesday here, they even have family nights too, where you can go and watch a movie. They have little festivals. And so that also reminds us that they want kids to know that law enforcement is not your enemy. They are your friends. They are there when you need them.
Yeah.
And so I could go on all day. But again, Malcolm was just mentioning for June's month of Downtown Crowd that on the back is a new ad, and it's for the Gulf Coast Crime Stoppers. And if you don't know about it, www.p3tips.com. You can get more information about that. Before we go and take another break and wrap up, what other events, and I feel like we're always forgetting one, are coming up in the next like week or so?
Well, as often is the case, I have not even thought about July 4th until we were sitting in here and we talked about the show next Monday. I will be here for the show.
That's right.
And then I thought, well, Sunday's July 4th. I need to think about something. So that's how well organized and I am right now. I'm not giving too much forethought. So I think maybe it's the fireworks on July 4th.
Yeah, we'll see each other there. That's for sure. Won't miss some good fireworks. Hey, speaking of fireworks, this is something important. And if it's okay, I can bring it up. One of our listeners texted in. Don't forget your pets. Do you have any pets? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
No, as you know, I live alone, and it would just be unfair to leave a pet at home unattended. However, there are a couple of next door's cat and a feral cat that spend a lot of time on my front porch that now and again I break down and feed, but I don't like to encourage them, but they just keep coming. So.
They do. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. They're everywhere. Yeah. And they like the warmth of the South, and then they find a friend, and then you can use your imagination. But anyways.
He sits against my door and cocks his head to one side. Please feed me, look.
I mean, a tuna fish, a can of tuna fish, what is it these days? Like 88 cents? How much more?
Well, I buy one of these 48 can boxes of cat food.
Oh, you're too nice.
So
look at you.
With different flavors, and they seem to appreciate that.
You bring out the fancy feast, Mr. Ballinger. Hey, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we will wrap up with Malcolm Ballinger here on your Pensacola Expert Panel.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
So you have your family doctor, you have your family attorney. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group, and we'd love to be your family contractor. At Lacoste Construction Group, my team and I pride ourselves on client experience and true timeless craftsmanship with every project. Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Contact us today and allow us to get started turning your home or business into the space of your dreams at lacosteconstructiongroup.com.
Energy Systems is Pensacola area's leader in energy-efficient solutions for your home and business. They specialize in traditional air conditioning and heat pumps and ready to serve you when your air conditioning and heating system is down. Trust the experts to restore your comfort. Energy Systems can design, install, and service any air conditioning and heating system, as well as any geothermal system. With 24-hour on-call service, Energy Systems can restore comfort to your home in no time. Don't sit in the heat. Call Energy Systems, 850-456-5612, or visit energysystemsgeo.com.
The Blue Angels are returning for the Pensacola Beach Air Show on Saturday, July 10th. And News Radio 92.3 is your broadcast home as the Blues take to the sky. Tune in to FM 92.3 or AM 1620 to hear the air show narration describe the maneuvers as they happen. Are you driving to the beach? News Radio has pre-show coverage and traffic reports to and from the beach. News Radio's coverage of the Pensacola Beach Air Show is brought to you in part by Frontier Motors.
Is this more toe tapping for you, Malcolm?
Yes, that's more upbeat.
Hey, Judy in Disguise with Glasses. Who doesn't love this song? So good.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a backyard barbecue song.
Okay, you put this on your Spotify.
Yes.
I'll help you. Hey, before we wrap up, I'm just gonna ask you one more time. I'll be annoying. One little tiny sneak peek of Pensacola Magazine.
No, can't do it.
I'm so excited.
I would have to, as they say, I would have to kill you if you gave me that information.
That
of course, I would
so
never do that.
Awkward on air.
No, I'm not. I'm just. My lips are sealed. I am strong.
I am so proud of you right now. But hey, let's just remind everyone this Thursday, you know, we're going to have a new issue of Pensacola Magazine and Downtown Crowd. And where do they go to view it?
PensacolaMagazine.com or BallingerPublishing.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Malcolm.
And everybody be careful with those fireworks.
Yes. Don't mix alcohol and fireworks. But let's mix.
Alcohol is fine on its own.
Okay.
No fireworks.
Yes. Leave that up to the sober people.
Leave it up to the pros.
Hey, I'll see you at the fireworks on Sunday.
You got it.
And don't go anywhere. We have Todd Thompson coming up with the Chamber Connection after a Fox News and local news update.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.